Today's episode of the Locked On Sabres podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order.
Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Sabres podcast, continuation of a really good expansion draft conversation, our expansion draft preview for specifically the Buffalo Sabres, Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin. We talked about the expansion draft show with that ESPN will put on Wednesday. We talked about Jeff Skinner waving his no movement clause, the decision between Rasmus Ristolainen and Will Borgen. Little silliness here with Pierre Maguire talk, as that was earlier in the week. And then we'll get into some Darren Dreger updates from TSN. He was on with the Instigators and WGR. Good stuff on Ristolainen that changed my mind on what the Sabres will do. So here is that edition of our conversation. Pierre Maguire, he is hired as the VP of player development for the Ottawa Senators. Definitely an owner hire by Eugene Melnyk. When you saw the title, you might have thought, oh, Pierre, it's just, you know, this is a happy to be here kind of job. It's, well, we're going to throw him a bone kind of job, give him a job in hockey. That's not what this is. I mean, the more you heard from Maguire and Melnyk and the Senators, it sounds like he's going to have a big role in their hockey operations department. He's going to report directly to the owner, and Pierre Dorion, their general manager, has 1 year remaining on his deal. So I don't know. Is this a stepping stone for Pierre Maguire to be the GM of the Ottawa Senators in 2022? I kind of hope it is, because I want to see. I don't think he's going to do good at it, but I want to see what that looks like.
It's weird that he reports directly to the owner and not to Dorion.
Right.
Like, yeah. That makes it just very, like, power battle. Like, it just sounds to me like Pierre's going to try to do stuff and get on, like, Melnyk's good side and, like, try to force Dorion out. Which he might be on his way out anyway. That rebuild's been taking a while. So, I don't know how much more Pierre Dorion he's had. Yeah, so it's just been a lot of it's fascinating. Like, I think, Pierre's an interesting cat based off of all the interactions that he's had on NBC over the years. So, I mean, anytime you get more, I mean, but we're going to get less Pierre, right? We're going to get less on-camera Pierre.
There's going to be
a lot less. We're not going to hear from Pierre, but we're just going to, I think people are just going to make jokes every time Ottawa does something stupid. They're going to blame Pierre for it.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be very, like, it's going to be interesting. It's just going to be, I think it's a weird hire. Like, I mean, the guy's been inside the glass. Mm-hmm. Like, how is he ready for, like, a high level executive position? And, like, whenever he was in, like, a big role on a team, it was bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think he was ever, like, a excellent, like, front office guy or, like, a head. He was, like, a power-hungry head coach. I remember, like, that was, like, the big thing with him.
That's why he got fired.
He was always, like, thought he was so much smarter than what he was. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's what you want in your player development, as a guy with the ego the size of, like, Texas.
Right. And the guy that doesn't want to hear from the computer boys over in the third row. He's gonna get them ousted pretty quickly too.
You know, he makes a joke to the computer guys. He's like, oh, is this how you learned how to skate, is on the computer?
I saw a tweet about, like, he's just eliminating all calculators from the building. He's like, we do this by hand now. I think he probably ends up their GM if I had to bet on it at some point. I think he probably will. And I think it's because of who the owner is also. Like, Melnyk kind of fits for that. Like, I think of the White Sox for this. Like, the owner hiring Tony La Russa just because he wanted Tony La Russa. And I feel like Eugene Melnyk might just make Pierre Maguire the GM just because I just want Pierre Maguire as the GM. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about it. If that's what the owner wants, it's what the owner gets. I am sad, though, in some ways I'm sad that he's going to be off our television screens. Not because I thought he was any good at it, but, you know, he was somebody to he was content, right? To make fun of a little bit. He had his moments that were hilarious, and not because he was trying to be funny. And that, I guess, I'll miss from Pierre.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, there's a part of me that loves, that would, like, be excited that Pierre would be broadcasting the game, just because you knew that he was going to say Shattuck St. Mary's twice. He's going to talk about, like, BU or Northeastern. And, like, he was going to try to show how smart he was when he's just saying stuff that, like, anybody could get on Google.
Right.
Like,
no,
and
right.
He wanted to be like, oh, this is so smart. Like, oh, yeah, Drew Stafford and Zach Parise both went to Shattuck St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when these two guys get together, it's a bit of a homecoming. And it's like, all right, man, like, we understand, like, they have a great prep school program. Like, it's not, like, right. It's not anything that, like, anybody cares about or has anything to do with the hockey game.
No.
Right. But it's just, like, Pierre just wanted everyone to know that he knew that. And I am going to miss him. And the Jonathan Toews thing is still the fun. One of the funniest. I think it's one of the funniest broadcast moments in sports history. It's just so, they still cringy. Love you, Jonathan. Mm. Well, that's good. It's just so funny. And well, like, it's like, why would they not love him? He's the captain of their team when they won like three cups.
Right.
Like, why would they not love him anymore?
Another moment that is so great is because, like, we actually love different moments from that. Like, like that part is hilarious where he's like, yeah, why would they not love him anymore? But my favorite part of that interview is he literally just yells Jonathan Toews' name and he puts the mic over to Jonathan, like, over to you. Like, it's Jonathan Toews. Here's the mic.
Like, that's his question. It's that's just his question. This is who you are.
Right. The knowing stuff thing, like, that's not gonna be a skill anymore, because what's he gonna be walking around the offices and like, go, Bill over in scouting is gonna have Brady Kachuk's elite prospects page up, and Pierce is gonna look over his shoulder and be like, Brady Kachuk, University of National Development Program, coached by Jim Miller back in 2003, his birthday, whatever. And Bill's going to be like, I know, Pierre, I have his page open. Like, like,
but you know what he's going to do, though, is I think he's going to be like a networker. So he's going to be like, oh, I know that guy. I have him on speed dial. And they're like, call him up. And
he's a Rolodex.
Like, something like that. Like, I think that's what he's going to be like. Oh, I know that guy. You know, he's good friend from way back when.
So
and the guy's gonna be like, Pierre, I haven't heard from you in 30 years.
So he's a human Rolodex then.
I think that would be what it would transition to. Yeah,
that's amazing. All right, well, so long, Pierre, from television. Hope to see you again in again, you don't hear from VPs of player development very often, so we probably don't hear from him this year, but if he does become the GM, then we'll hear a lot more from him, and then it really gets going.
Would you have wanted him to go to ESPN?
No.
I kind of would have wanted it.
No,
I would have. I want Pierre for life.
I didn't want it at all. I didn't want any part of it. I'm going to miss part of it, like I mentioned, like the making fun of him part, but no, I was not going to. More of the Locked On Sabres podcast right after this. This episode of the Locked On Sabres podcast is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join me this week to get in on the action. If you have not tried a Built Bar yet, I strongly encourage you to do so, as somebody that did not eat protein bars because of the taste. And as somebody, am I a candy snob? Am I an aficionado? I don't know. I eat a lot, not as much anymore. Growing up, a lot of candy bars. And I'm telling you, Built Bar is a candy bar. It's not. It tastes like one, though. You have 18 amazing flavors to pick from, including 6 new flavors: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. If you go for the coconut almond puff flavor, that is my favorite. And I'm not even a coconut guy, but it's like eating a Mallow cup. That's how good it is. Built Bars are also great for the healthy conscious guy. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for keto diets. For example, the peanut butter flavor, 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, only 5 grams of sugar, and only 5 grams net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. A word for Bet Online, the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but you got the NBA, college hoops, the NHL, all in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. For these Saber games, you could bet on the exact amount of which either the Sabres or their opponent will win by. So if you think the Sabres are going to win by exactly two, you can find odds for the Sabres winning by exactly two. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. The best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag is the site. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Remember to use the promo code Locked On. Welcome back to the Locked On Sabres podcast. Joe DiBiase at Sneaky Joe Sports. Jordan Hanskin at JR Hanskin.
One more thing before we get out of here, because Darren Dreger of TSN is on with the Instigators right now, WGR. He's got some kind of updates. Funny tweet from the Charging Buffalo that I'll always reference when talking about Dreger, because Dreger has perfected the craft of saying a million words while saying nothing at the same time. The Charging Buffalo, great tweet. Darren Dreger says it might rain today, despite the possibility that it may also not rain. There's a few clouds with interest in precipitation. Given the scenario, there's no precipitation. There will be no rain today. That's from the Charging Buffalo, which is really good. So we've got a couple of those. We've got a couple of non-updates, and we've got a couple of maybe actually something. Dreger says, this is a non-update, I don't know that we're going to be surprised by any big names that got left unprotected for the Seattle Kraken expansion draft. So what's he saying there? I don't know whether or not we're going to be surprised. Okay. All right. There's one. If the Kraken had interest in Sabres forward Jeff Skinner, there would be better ways to acquire him outside of the expansion draft. So that's kind of another talking point that's kind of poo-pooing the idea of Skinner to Seattle.
What better ways would there be?
I think just a separate trade, maybe, where like the Sabres
They get him for free.
The Sabres maybe like would want the Sabres to like retain
salary retaining. Yeah.
But I don't want to do that for 6 years.
No.
Then the next one, as much as Bill Guerin and the Minnesota Wild would like to acquire Sabre center Jack Eichel, he doesn't want to get caught up in a flurry of activity. Guerin's going to make an offer, or he already has, and that's it. That's again, I feel like that's a lot of nothing. He's going to make an offer, or he already has. He doesn't want to get caught up in a flurry of activity. Okay, fine.
He doesn't want to do his job.
Right. Okay.
He doesn't want to work.
Sure, Darren.
I want to make a trade offer and go to bed.
We've also got Vegas needs a center. That's why we, the media, continue to link Sabres forward Jack Eichel with them. Kelly McCrimmon would have to really sharpen his pencil to get a deal done given their cap situation. All right. Anything there? We good?
Name drop, right. Kelly.
Yep. And then these ones, maybe we've got something. I think we've got two here that might have something. Dreger says there's a market for Sam Reinhart and Jack Eichel for sure. Okay, that's not saying much. But how about the second part? He says, I don't expect that the Sabres are going to have to lower their asking price. That's a little optimism that I think I needed, because I've been worried. I've been terrified that the Sabres.
That's the nicest thing anybody said about our trades.
Right.
In weeks.
Because we've assumed the Sabres have this high asking price. And what's been the assumption? That to make the deal, the Sabres will eventually have to, you know, take a bad offer. But this is saying, no, someone's going to meet them. And I think that's only good news, right?
I think so. I mean, that is the most positive thing. Like I make the jokes. Like that is the most positive thing that we've heard. And it's not even that positive. But it does kind of say something. Like it says that like there's probably bidding wars starting. Like there are more teams interested than not. All we've heard is they're not in. I bet teams are in. Like I think that how would you not be? If you're in the market for a center, why would you not try to get the best one available? It doesn't, and probably the second best one available. Like the Sabres are literally giving away their two best players, and you're gonna tell me that you're not in. I think like Reinhart would be, you would imagine that all the teams that are in on Eichel would be in on Reinhart right after. They'd be right. Like, oh, we couldn't get Eichel, let's go get this other guy. You know,
especially he's a center now.
Right. Like, and all these teams that are like good, but need a center, like a center can, for Vegas, the center can put you into the cup, like
right,
pretty easily. They'd probably be the favorite? I guess it depends what they give up, but it's like they'd be right there with Tampa. They were pretty close to Tampa this year. They just like blew it against Montreal.
Right. I also think we have a real update on Ristolainen. I think this tweet from WGR from like 10 minutes ago. It comes after we had a Ristolainen conversation earlier, and we'll wrap with this, kind of revisiting the Ristolainen versus Borgen decision. After this tweet, I think they're protecting Ristolainen over Borgen, if it comes to that. Dreger says, there's teams digging in on Ristolainen. The Sabres asking price is a young defenseman and a high draft pick. Maybe Ristolainen goes before Reinhardt and Eichel. Now, my reasoning for why I think I would think it's now more likely they would protect Ristolainen if that's true, is that is a higher demand than Will Borgen in terms of value, because that's saying you do value Ristolainen more than Borgen at this moment, and that you do think you could get more for him in a trade, because you're asking for a young defenseman, you're asking for a Will Borgen, but then you're asking for what's a high draft pick? Is that a first? Is that a late first? Is it a mid first? Is that a second? I think, doesn't that sound like they still see the value in him and that they're not going to lose him for nothing?
Oh, for sure. Like, I think that probably solidifies it. I mean, if that's their asking price and there are teams that are maybe even like close to that, mm-hmm. I think I'd rather keep Risto and let Borgen go.
Man, I wish though, at what point though do you take whatever's on the table? Because Saturday at 3 o'clock, tomorrow at 3 o'clock is when the trade window freezes. There's a trade freeze through the expansion draft, so to allow Seattle to just, you know, it's all about them for a couple of days, and they don't have all this other stuff going on. So Saturday at 3 o'clock, the trade window freezes, and then your protection list is due. So do you rush a trade? Even if you get less. In order to keep Borgen and still get something on the side, maybe I'd do it. Because otherwise, that young defenseman doesn't, that kind of evens out. Whatever defenseman I'm getting for Ristolainen, well, I just lost one because of the timing. So I don't know. I'd almost just like, if someone's offering you just the young defenseman and not the draft pick, maybe you just do it. Or if someone's offering you just the draft pick, and it depends how good the defenseman is, I guess. But I think this is a rare occasion where I'd want them to rush this trade, because you got to have your list in by Saturday at 3.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fine with not. I mean,
you're losing Borgen.
No guarantee, but there's no guarantee they lose Borgen.
I think there is.
Defenseman with 0 points in 14 games. But maybe I'm just selling myself on it.
I think you are. Cause I think he is a player, a young player that has some value or has some thought that, okay, he can be a real contributor in the NHL. Like, he's not there yet because he really hasn't played a lot yet. And like, if I'm Seattle, like Gergensen's is a fourth liner and Colin Miller is a third pair defenseman. It's about to be a free agent. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's easy, especially that Botterill's their assistant GM and he'll know all about Borgen. So I think they would. I think you got to take the young players in a situation like that. I would hope they don't, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to take the risk. So,
but that's good news too, is that's the Sabres asking price. I mean, you would think yes. that they'll probably get less than that, because usually you don't get exactly what you want, but mm-hmm. that's a good sign. Like, that's pretty good value for Ristolainen.
Yeah. I'd
do a dance if we got exactly what we asked for in that scenario.
Yeah, late first round pick and like some, like another Will Borgen, really, or another, you know, guy like that.
Yeah, a guy that's like maybe could be something, but you know, sure. they're still growing. Yeah, so.
All right.
You know, it's an interesting weekend we got coming up.
We got a big one. Again, if the timeline is 3 o'clock, the trade window freezes. 5 o'clock, protection lists are due. That's Saturday. Sunday at 10 a.m., the protection lists are distributed to teams. We'll find out probably in the media right around then. And then Wednesday, Wednesday is expansion draft day. So we'll continue to preview it coming leading up to that. Thanks everybody for listening to the show today. Joe DiBiase, Jordan Hanskin at Sneaky Joe Sports, at JR Hanskin on Twitter. And we'll talk to you Monday here on the Locked On Sabres podcast.